Good morning, Laurier. My name is Clara Rose. Of course, my alarm goes off right then, naturally. So I'm going to be your morning show host on Mondays, which is very exciting. Unfortunately, right now, I have been struck with a little bit of freshman flu, haven't we all? So it is going to be just, you know, slightly sounding different today. A little bit more raspy than usual, but maybe, you know, you like raspy. Maybe it's interesting. It's not usual for me, though. Anyway, so this is going to be my little show, which is exciting. I'm a freshman first year, but I am an 05, so I'm a little bit older than 17-year-olds that are running around the place right now. First things first, I'm just going to do a little segment on the weather today so you guys can keep yourself updated, obviously. Sorry about that, little technical difficulties. Where was I? Yes. Obviously, if you have been outside or seen outside your window, you are aware that it is a little bit dreary, a little bit rainy today. It is looking like it's going to be partly cloudy with about 18 degrees and highs in 22, hopefully, if the sun does manage to peek on out. But yeah, it looks like it's going to be that for most of the week. 45% chance of rain on Tuesday, 45% chance of rain on Wednesday. A couple of sunny days in there, but mostly cloudy. We've all experienced Canadian fall. We all know it's miserable. Okay, so why should you guys listen to my show? That's kind of exciting. Usually I sound a little bit different than this, so you'll get into that when I get there. But so my show is basically going to be about just how to like experience like the beauty of the world still through this hard time of school and everything. I think at some point of the year, every single time that we go through these school years, there's a point where everyone feels like they are a failure, or there is something that they're doing wrong, or there is something they could do better, or it's just like losing themselves in that idea of school and success and just pushing and pushing and pushing, and we just like lose ourselves in that. And I think it's important to maybe take a morning once a week to just step back from that mindset of pushing, 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 and just maybe fall into something a little bit sweeter and softer and more kind to yourself. I think we have a hard enough time as it is. So that's what my show is going to kind of be about, just going through the waves of how to manage that, how to feel better, maybe just taking a moment to slow down and feel a little bit safer and just the way you feel. Yeah, so today I'll be playing a little bit more music than talking just because I am a little bit sick, as I have said many times now. But yeah, so today the episode is going to be specifically based on failure and what that idea is and how we like experience this feeling of failure through our entire lives. Everyone has experienced that. There's, I think, scarcely a person who's ever experienced like a time in their life where they haven't felt like, oh, I'm the worst and everyone is better than me and I suck. I think even as much as we like try to pretend we don't, or maybe try to show on a face that we like have this confidence, there's always those moments where we slip. That's just natural. That's just part of being a person, unfortunately. So yeah, a lot of the show is going to be improv'd, unfortunately, so I will say and also and whatever a lot. It will sound a little bit more coherent when it isn't 10 a.m. in the morning, unfortunately. So what are we? Like, who are we as people? There's like this innate need, I think, from like society and from parents and from friends, maybe even, to have like a purpose in life, to have a sort of goal or an achievement or a success plan or just something that makes us us, something that we can be objectively and unapologetically the best in. Maybe that's being the best musician for you. Maybe you want to be the best pianist. Maybe you want to be the best author or the best at playing sports. There's always that best that I feel sometimes looks maybe a little bit unachievable. And sometimes you can lose yourself in just, am I the best? Can I be the best? How can I be better than everyone else? But I think there is no better than everybody else, right? I think there's a lot of, I don't think anyone can be the best, unfortunately. There's just this line of like, what is best? Can anyone be objectively the best at anything? I think once you realize and like take a step back that there just inherently is not the best. There is not an end goal where you are perfect. Because inevitably, and as morbid as this is, you're going to die. And then you can't be the best anymore. And I think it's a little bit sad to spend your entire life fighting for something that is unachievable that you just will like subscribe your whole self to. I think, of course, it's never a bad thing to want to be the best at something and to want to push yourself to be something and to want to just succeed and grow your skill set. But if you wake up every morning and that's all you are, and the minute you don't succeed in something, you are a failure and you are horrible and you feel yourself slipping into that, then I think that is just a mindset that is very harmful more than helpful, honestly. So I really think just as a little practice of mindfulness today, maybe for yourself, is just to take a little step back, remind yourself that you are more than just your skills, you are more than just your goals and your motives and your objectives. You are just you, you know? You got to find those things that just make you happier and make you more whole as a person. There is so much beauty in the wholeness of self. There's so much beauty in just that objective loving of yourself. It's really hard, I think, even now, to love yourself, especially with all just the background noise in the world and all the things we see on social media and all the horrible things that just pummel through our mind daily just because of how much we are seeing and how much output we are getting from the world around us. I think it's really hard to love yourself, especially through just modern image and modern media. We see all these things like, oh, look at this 12-year-old who's a millionaire because he's succeeded in tabletop tennis. Or look at this beautiful singer who's already only 9 years old and she's on America's Got Talent and she just got the golden buzzer and she's making us all cry. And she's a genius because she's just built this skill set and now she's going to be successful for the rest of her life. I mean, sure, but is she happy? Maybe she is happy because she loves singing and this is her thing. But maybe singing is not your thing. Maybe singing is just something that you are only doing because you want the other people around you to think you're successful. I think you have to realize that mindset you fall into and just allow yourself to maybe take a moment to slip out of that. You are not just your skills and you are not just your goals. You're a person, and that's beautiful. You get to have thoughts and feelings about things every single day. You get to wake up this morning and smell the grass and the rain and see maybe the little bits of golden sun poking from the clouds. And I think that's beautiful, right? Anyway, I'm going to take my voice a little break, throw in a little bit of music for a little bit, and, you know, keep listening. I hope you're enjoying yourselves. The best part, actually, about having this little position I have right now is that I kind of get to force my music taste on the people who listen. So all the songs that I have added to this little playlist that I've accumulated for this radio specifically is all me. I listen to a lot of this kind of stuff, unfortunately, so if you're going to have to listen to it too. That's just the little thing that you've had to sign up for. No contract, I did it. Okay, so let's go back to our little conversation we were having earlier. I think that happiness and self-worth are like incredibly linked, like so tightly interwoven that it's really hard to be happy without having like self-worth and self-esteem. But like, we are kind of in an epidemic recently. I mean, ask anyone, everyone will kind of be like, oh yeah, my self-esteem's at an all-time low, there are things I don't like about myself. And I appreciate that we're open about that now. Definitely if you look a couple of years back, people were much less open about mental health and being self-esteemed. Maybe a couple of snarky comments about weight and stuff would be like tossed about, but it was really not so open as it is today to talk about mental health or to talk about self-esteem and self-worth. So I'm happy we are where we are, but I think we need to still grow a little bit and learn a little bit more. If it was just me and you in this room alone right now, if you're listening, let's just think, do you love yourself? Do you genuinely love yourself? Do you wake up every morning and just know that you are happy with you? If you were alone in a room with yourself, do you think you'd like it? Do you think you get along with yourself? These are really important things to know. I mean, a couple of years back when COVID happened, and I know we're all sick of talking about COVID, but here I am. A couple of years ago when COVID happened, I was forced to be alone a lot because, you know, all your friends, cohort A, cohort B nonsense. And I think I learned a lot just by being by myself for that chunk of time, just to take that time to myself and be like, who am I really when I'm not in a room trying to please everybody? When I'm not just trying to make everyone like me, who am I? And I ended up just discovering, you know, who I am, what kind of things I like, having little conversations with myself, just who am I as a person, objectively? What do I like unapologetically when no one's watching? How would I talk to myself if I didn't know myself? How would I like myself if I didn't know myself? And a lot of these questions really helped me grow and helped me be happier as a person just because now I objectively like and respect and trust who I am. And I'm not just here to be somebody else's like entertainment. I think that's a trap we fall into a lot, just entertaining people, wanting to be the comedian or the center of attention or just the one that makes people laugh. I'm sure that some of you would self-identify as the quote-unquote funny friend or the class clown or someone who's comedic just for the sake of it or just for the sake of attention. And I just have to ask, do you really like that? Are you really yourself when you're like that? Do you really find those moments? And if you do, amazing. I'm happy to hear that you find yourself through this comedy. But I think some of us, and maybe a few of us or a lot of us, just do these kind of things just to get attention from our friends or our peers. I think think sometimes attention can be confused with happiness. I think attention and just getting it in the spotlight can be confused with actually being happy and being liked, maybe, or achieving something. Speaking of achieving something, as I talked about earlier, I think success is also really heavily interwoven with how we appreciate and see ourselves. If I have the best grades, then I am worthy. If I have the best clothes and the best fashion, and maybe my makeup looks the best, then I am worthy. And, you know, a lot of those things just objectively aren't true. If you have better clothes than someone, that doesn't make you a better person than them. If you look better than someone, that doesn't make you better than them. But we have this like very ideal, vain kind of society. I think we all fall into just this natural beauty that we have, and that's like not been a new thing. We've all seen magazines, we've all seen things from the 2000s and the 90s and the 60s and so on and so forth. But yeah, I mean, here's a question for you guys today. If you didn't have to succeed, what would you do? If you didn't have to, and this is like aimed towards the BBA students for a second, if you didn't have to be the best businessman or get the most money or be the most successful, what would you be doing right now with your life? Would you be painting? Maybe you'd be writing. Maybe you'd be doing something different. I've spoken to a couple BBA students just in my time, just because I think this is especially a big issue pertaining to some of you guys who just really are a go, 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 rat race kind of mindset. But I think a lot of you guys are just like scared to not succeed. And it's interesting where that comes from. Like I said, I've had a couple conversations with people who are in BBA, and they definitely have some just need to grind and succeed. And that's not to say it's not the same for other majors, 100% in things like sciences and even Englishes and arts, especially in music, I find actually. There is a need to just grind it out and ignore the self and succeed. Get the best job. Perform the best solo. Get so-and-so. Do the best lab. Get the best grades. And it's just hard. We go through a lot of life, and I don't think we realize that we only have one of it. And so when you spend your life working and working and working, one day when you're 40, you kind of wake up and realize, I never learned how to paint. And now I'm 40, and it's just a little bit harder for me because now I am so engrossed in this job or engrossed in this family, or I have other things to pay for and do. I mean, you're kind of at the prime time in your life to just do things, right? In your 20s and you're 18 and maybe even 17 for some of you guys who still haven't had your birthdays yet and 06, it is just harder. It's easier, to just be able to pick up these skills, just like how it's easier to learn a language when you're a baby. You have more time, and you have more time to enjoy it and really get into it. I've definitely spoken to some older people, even in my family, who will confide in me and just say they wish they had spent more time doing the thing they love, because now they're a mother, or even just too old to really do it, or have the arthritis in their hands. And some of them wish they spent more time playing guitar, or wish they spent more time glassmaking and painting. There is more to you than just your success and your job and your business and your just expended rates. And I've spoken to some people as well who are very, very dead set that money is the main thing. That money is the thing that's going to keep you going. And I don't disagree with the fact that your life will be easier objectively and calmer and objectively more peaceful and just a little bit more comfortable with money. That's not something I'm denying. But I think happiness should be a little bit more of a priority over money sometimes. Now, I'm also not naive, and I know that a lot of the hobbies and stuff I just prescribed are very much money-centered. You can't exactly be a skier or an artist without having a little bit of money. All that stuff is a nonsense amount of prizes, but I think it's important even just to take the happiness in the little of things. Even when it rains, I get happy. Last night, I had a hard time sleeping because, once again, I am sick. I will say that for 100 times to try to excuse my horrible voice right now. But last night, I could barely sleep because I'm coughing and hacking. And I go to the window because I'm in a shared little room. We have this huge window. It's beautiful. It's the best part about having that room. And we can see down to the parking lot. And there's just this beautiful shower of rain happening at the middle of the night. No one in sight because it's like 4 a.m. and everyone's obviously either gone to bed or they're too drenched to be out drinking. And it's just me alone in this like little room. My roommate's dead asleep. It just, the windows are both open and I can hear the just sound of rain pouring and beating against the concrete, the faint little glow of the lights in the parking lot, not a car in sight. And it was really pretty. And I just remember being like, oh yeah, I get to wake up every single day and exist in this world. And like, how could I not be happy when I get to exist in a world like this? I think it's really important to find what your happiness lies in. There are certain things that are just, I think, innately beautiful about the world that we could spend a little bit more time appreciating. I remember speaking with this boy a long time ago who was deeply obsessed with this idea that he found everything in the world disgusting, that everything in the world, every corner, every inch of the world was just foul to him and he couldn't see any goodness in it, that the world was too gone because of humans and such that he just couldn't find any love or enjoyment for it. And I just remember one day, me and him, we went to a lakeside and watched a sunset together, and it was just, his eyes kind of softened, and, you know, that was his beautiful thing. That was his moment where he got to look at the world in a kind of different perspective, and I think that's really important, just to look at the world in a different perspective. Maybe if you're having a bad day and everything's horrible, not to negate that horribleness because you are allowed to experience that horrible feeling, but maybe to take a moment to say, hey, the sun looks gorgeous today. Maybe let me look at all the blades of grass or the glisten of snow when it arrives or the painted tips of the fall leaves as they turn yellow and orange and red. Maybe the crisp autumn air is what you're looking for today, the fog as it settles over the city. Maybe the dew drops on your windowsill or the grass blades in the Laurier football field. There's so much beauty in the world and we have a hard time picturing it sometimes. And those are just things off the top of my head. I mean, hey, you have so much to see in the world. Maybe when the sun sets tonight and you see the hazy, orangish harvest moon that usually rises, magnified by the city and the smoke. It's kind of beautiful here, right? I mean, even just this little city, which is funny enough. I grew up in this area. I live in the St. Jacobs kind of area when I'm not at school, even though I'm on residence this year. And so I've kind of been around this area, and the Kitchener here is the big city for me, but I know for some of you guys down in Toronto, this is a teeny tiny little town in comparison. You can kind of walk to the end and back in like less than an hour. That's not crazy, but it's big for me, and that's kind of exciting, right? It's cool how different people perceive different things. I remember hearing a story once about somebody who lived on the edge of this beach in Greece, and every single day they saw it, and it was not as interesting to them. And then one day they saw a woman run up and burst into tears and cry and say, I've never seen the beach before. This is beautiful. This is surreal. Like, I've never experienced this before. And then they started looking at the beach differently because they wanted to be on her beach, this new beautiful beach that they had never seen before in their life because they'd gotten so used to it. I think we're too used to things. We see things so often now because we can just, you know, search up what a beach looks like on our phone. But, I mean, there's something inherently beautiful, I think, about getting to live and experience every single day, getting to breathe the air into my lungs, getting to just feel this world around me as it dies and grows and is reborn and changes. There's something inherently beautiful in that birth, right? It's gorgeous to be alive. I think everyone should appreciate that. If you would, just for a moment, you know, amuse me, just take a second to just maybe think about your favorite thing right now. Just your favorite little spot of the world, your favorite corner. Maybe a moment you lived long ago, just remember the smell of the air when you were a child. Just remember that piece of the world that is only yours because it exists in your memory. There's going to be those moments that will never exist ever again. Those raindrops you saw this morning are never going to exist again in the same kind of way. And that's beautiful that it gets to be yours. The stars I saw last night, those were my stars because they've moved slightly now because the world keeps spinning and spinning and spinning. And maybe we'll never see them exactly the same again. Maybe we will, maybe we won't. But they're still my stars, you know what I mean? Anyway, I'm going to put on a little bit more music to give my voice an inch more of rest. I promise usually I'll be a little bit less heavy on the music side because I'm just, once again, oh my gosh, I'm feeling a little bit sick today. How many times can I say that? Anyway, enjoy the music that I will force you to listen to because it's mine and it's the stuff I kind of like. Give it a chance. I hope you enjoy it, and I'll see you in a couple of minutes. Good morning again, Laurier. This is Clara speaking again, your morning show host, obviously, if you can read the title card. And I suspect you can read if you're in university, so good for you. So, welcome back. It is now 11 o'clock in the morning, which means some of you guys have to start scurrying off to your 11:30 classes, and some of you guys are definitely skipping, which means thanks for listening into my show and choosing me to skip your morning. I appreciate that. Okay, so back to the topic at hand. What is happiness? Which is a really big question. We have a whole psychology class, or philosophy class, I mean, that I'm part of for it now and brand new. So it isn't just an easy little question to delve into. What is happiness? What is the meaning of happiness? I mean, psychologists and philosophists and all those P words have been trying to figure that out for a couple of millennia now, I figure. What is happiness? What is the meaning of life? These are not simple radio show host questions. Certainly not in my caliber. I am definitely not the next Aristotle. I don't have as many syllables in my name, so it really wouldn't work out that well. But yeah, what is happiness? What is happiness to you? What is happiness to the people around you? I think a lot of us have this notion to appear happy. There is a certain like social expectance, I'm sure, to appear like you are totally happy and totally achieving everything in your life and doing the best you can, top-notch, top-quality, just being the best you can be. I mean, it's kind of obvious that we all kind of subscribe to this idea. You scroll through social media and you see people on their fancy yachts and in their swimsuits, it's mostly summertime now, but doing all these things that you're not doing, which is, you know, a bit harrowing to see that, to just swipe on down and be like, what am I doing wrong? Why am I not, like, dropping hundreds of thousands of dollars on these things and wearing fancy clothes and going to parties every single night? I think we especially fall into that in university. I mean, it's really hard not to hear about the partying that's happening and the things that are happening, and especially if you have a little bit more school on your plate than some others, or if you are not exactly the best at socializing. I think there's a bit of FOMO that comes from that, which can negate the happiness. I think we get a lot of happiness both from the world around us, like I said earlier, and from the relationships we have with people. That's not exactly like a huge newfangled idea, but I think it's really important to have a relationship with the people around you. I know for a fact that I have accumulated a beautiful little friend group that I have in my life right now, full of some wonderful people who are very supportive of me, and that's been super helpful. But definitely I know that it's harder for some people, especially at this point in the school year, to find friends. If you kind of miss that big wave, I think sometimes people think it's a bit harrowing and like, oh, it's too late, everyone's got their friend groups already. I definitely used to fall into that trap of an idea of everyone already has friends, so I can't like break into that friend group. And honestly, that's just not true. I think a lot of people like are very willing to accept and harbor new friends and new people in their life. I think everyone's kind of excited by this idea of having new people and new relationships. And I think sometimes new friend can be just as strong and powerful as an old friend. You know what I mean? Sometimes that girl you meet at the party who's just talking about nothing in the corner of the room could be your best friend. And you have no idea because you're too scared to talk to her because she's talking maybe with some other people. And, you know, it's not like to say there's something wrong with you for feeling embarrassed or maybe even scared to go and be that person to make conversations. But I think it's important. I think one thing that I've noticed a lot about people that is just something that I am, like, deeply sad for is that we leave a lot unsaid. There's a lot of stuff that we want to say that we think in our heads or talk to our friends about maybe that we don't say up front. I find there's a lot of people who have really hard times complimenting other people just because they're afraid of what they might think. I mean, think about how many people you cross in the street on the day and think, oh, well, she's really pretty, or, oh, well, his outfit's really cool, or I like his haircut, and you never say anything, and so that person never knows. I think a lot of us are just feel maybe undesirable or unattractive because we aren't getting these compliments or these like words of affirmation, but sincerely people around us are thinking about them. I a couple years ago, made a deal with myself that every single day I would compliment a stranger because I used to have really bad social anxiety when it came to these things. And just, I figured, hey, it's one thing I can do. These people will never see me again in their lives if I'm lucky. I'll just compliment them, hopefully make their day, and then move on and never talk to them ever again. And honestly, I've gotten a lot of great experiences just being able to do that and being able to emotionally connect with these strangers that way. One of the ones I can remember specifically that stuck with me for a while is maybe when I was 14, 13, somewhere in there, very young, much younger than I am now. I was staying at this trailer park with my friend because I used to stay at a trailer park in the summer times, Happy Hills, if anyone knows what that is, no one will. But I used to go to the summer place and I saw this younger guy, not younger, he was like my age at the time, he's just young now in my head. And he had really nice hair, I really liked it. It was like this slicked back, kind of mullet cut. It was more like what you would expect now, but a couple years ago it was like very newfangled and interesting for me. So I went up to him and I told him that, and I just saw this boy's eyes lit up, and he started talking to me about his step-by-step hair routine, and it was so clear that he had put so much time and effort into this little thing that I'm almost sure that no one complimented about. He was so, so thrilled and happy to have this like little thing that no one else had noticed about him noticed. And it's interesting because I think we all have that. There are some people who like put all their energy into smelling good every single day, who have perfume bottles and all these beautiful things, and they pride themselves on how they smell. And maybe you walk by them and think, oh my gosh, that person smells like vanilla, that's beautiful. but they'll never know. You don't say that. And I think a lot of people are scared with the idea to just compliment people. And that's not to say I haven't had negative experiences of complimenting people. Some people still think it's kind of socially unacceptable, I think. One time I was walking down the street and I complimented a guy and he said, "Why would you say that to me?" And I thought that was a little funny. What a strange little reaction for him to have to be so angry at me for saying such a thing. But I think we're kind of ingrained to reject certain things, especially when they might be seen as socially inappropriate, maybe, or strange, especially for guys, I find. It is just a slightly, maybe more or less, that like expected for guys to get complimented about things, especially pertaining to their appearance. So it is just a little bit maybe more unacceptable for them when they get complimented by somebody in a way they just don't suspect. And maybe I take them by surprise, but, you know, it's just interesting. Anyway, I still think about that we all have our little things. Maybe someone's like really, really interested in dressing up really nice, or they really like doing their hair in the morning, or they take a lot of care in their skincare routine every single morning, and maybe we want people to notice those things about ourselves, and no one ever does because we're kind of in this culture of fear. So my little request for you guys today, if you will once again entertain me and my little notions and this little show I have, is that maybe you can try to compliment a stranger today. Kind of maybe a little uncomfortable for you, and maybe you're scared, but my advice from someone who did it for a while is just take a deep breath, walk over there, just say the thing, and then turn. You know, you'll probably never ever see this person in your life again, and if you do, that's great, because then they'll have a positive connotation with you. Anyway, oh my gosh, my throat's killing me today, my goodness. Like I said, usually I'll have much longer talking segments. I'm just a little bit raspy today, as you can tell. I feel like a jazz musician at the moment. One thing I think you should think about right now on the top of your head is, what's your favorite compliment you've ever gotten? Maybe you can't think of one, but, you know, just try and, like I said again, entertain me for a minute. Just settle in your thoughts and think, what was something that someone said to me in the couple of years I've been alive that just kind of stuck with me? Something that was maybe appreciated, and maybe someone called me funny or smart. Maybe there was a teacher who said something about my schoolwork one time. Maybe somebody on the street mentioned they liked my outfit, and that meant a lot to you. And just think about that feeling you felt. Let it kind of rumble around in your chest, and just think about how warm and happy it made you feel. Think about the wave of emotion that rushes over your brain right now. Maybe you just feel that little buzz of human excitement that we all get to feel, that warmth, that swallowing sunshine that we all get to feel. And it's nice, isn't it? And just think, you could make someone else feel like that today. Maybe your words that you're going to say to a stranger on the street are the thing they think about tens of years from now. Maybe you're going to be the reason they look at their hair in the mirror a little bit differently that day. I think that's kind of exciting, getting to change the way someone sees themselves just by a simple little thing you say to them. That's really cool that you have that much power, and you really don't even realize it, because maybe some of us don't take a proper amount of advantage of it. There's so much just hidden joy that we can give people that we honestly don't even realize, because we're too scared of what maybe they're going to say, or what they're going to think of us, or what they're going to do, when in reality we have so much just love to give people. I think that's the beauty of being alive. I think everyone has their purpose in some hidden little way, like a reason that we're here. Just not a purpose of success, but a purpose of love and happiness. And I think my purpose is just to be able to make people see the things about themselves, or maybe be a little bit more mindful. So, you know, take the time to realize that maybe you can just make a little change in a way that you don't totally realize. Something powerful and big that you can do with something as simple as your words this morning. Okay, so I am objectively losing my voice right now, so I'm going to put on some more music and, you know, take a little drink of water, drink of medicine, something like that. I'll see you guys in a couple more minutes. So, yeah. All right, guys, we have about half an hour in our little morning show left, which is very, very exciting, actually. This is my first ever morning show. I'm not sure you can tell, but I'm not exactly a professional. This is my first time ever doing this. This is my first time on radio, and that's really exciting, actually. Definitely, I think, if you guys like talking, or maybe just like listening to music and things like that, it's always an amazing thing to go ahead and maybe apply for this next year, or just like see anything if we have any behind the scenes stuff. It's very cool, and it's very fulfilling, actually, and I'm having a really fun time, even though my voice is gone. Jeez, Yeah, it is that kind of season, though. It's freshman flu. Everyone be extra careful with yourself. Wash your hands. Wear a mask if you feel like you need to. It is that time of year where everyone's getting sick, and we are all so close proximity all the time with all of us stuffed with 250 people or so in classes every single day. There is a lot of us, so don't be like me. Don't get sick. My Lord. Huh. Well, you know, it's about that day. It feels like it's going really fast for me right now. It's been an hour and a half for me on air already, but a lot of that's been music, to be fair, so far. I feel like the morning's just flying right now. But it is that kind of day. It's dreary as heck outside right now. Clouds. No sight of sun in the sky anywhere. One second, I'm taking a drink of water. I can hear myself breathing. It's horrible. Okay, wonderful. Yeah. So, yeah, let's talk about Laurier a little bit. This beautiful school we get to go to, beautiful campus. Actually, I was surprised with how gorgeous Laurier was. It's not exactly a huge school, and we have, like, such giants between us, like Waterloo and even Ottawa is pretty close by. So it's been kind of incredible to just, in Conestoga, too. I shouldn't nix Conestoga just because they're a college. They're a beautiful campus as well. But we are pretty, like, beautiful and just, like, more of a modern feel, more of a little quiet, smaller feel, but it's gorgeous, and I actually quite like it. You look around and you see all the ivy growing on the brick walls and these beautiful little buildings and these gorgeous classrooms, especially the lecture hall, I'm a huge fan of. Honestly, I didn't expect that. I came to this school thinking that it would kind of be your run-of-the-mill school, but I think it's really beautiful. I'm actually really excited to see what this place looks like in the wintertime. I'm a huge sucker for Christmas time, and I'm a huge sucker for winter, just the whole. I know it's going to be bad for you drivers, but I don't drive, so I don't have to worry about any of the ice that's going to be sleek on the road. But yeah, I just get to look at it and think it's pretty. I'm super sorry for you guys who have vehicles, though. Yeah, but that's one thing that makes me happy, I think. It's just those little things. I'm really excited for the fall season. I know a lot of you guys are super excited for Halloween, super excited for all of the events that are going to come from that, whether it be Halloween parties or just dressing up or just maybe you like the cooler weather, sweater weather. I know a lot of people are talking about how much they love sweater weather. It's just, I think life is all kind of about looking forward to things, finding your next thing to look forward to and maybe pushing towards that. If you're having a hard time right now, maybe it's nice to slow down and think, well, yeah, but Halloween's in a couple of weeks now. Yeah, but in a little bit of time, I'm going to have wonderful, like, crisp weather outside. I'm going to be able to drink hot chocolate and have it warm my little hands and maybe wear some fingerless gloves and a beautiful overcoat and a hat, and everything's going to be swell and okay. I think one of the best feelings in the world is when it's snowing outside and everything is cold, and maybe your room is even a little bit cold, but you get to nuzzle down in your bed and coil yourself up in your blankets and your pillows, and maybe throw on a movie or something, maybe throw on a couple bit of music if you're more into that. Just close your eyes and settle down and just let the warmth of yourself overtake you. Just that feeling. Maybe you can kind of smell that crisp dying of the world in the air, and suddenly everything is okay again. It's kind of interesting how we think the death of the world in fall is so beautiful. How just the changing of the colors and the dulling of them or the more enhancing of some of them, like the grass and the trees and the sky. Just everything is just slowly shifting and we get to watch it all happen. And that's kind of beautiful in itself, I think. We all find beauty in things, even if they are as morbid as all the trees starting to rot and die away. I think one thing I really want to do this year is go to a pumpkin patch again. I kind of grew up in the countryside, farm side, so I'm really very used to pumpkin patches. We used to have one that just shut down recently down in the St. Jacobs area, and it was like my favorite thing as a kid ever. You would just walk into this place and you would just see nothing but this beautiful, like perfect, I think the best shade of orange. Oh, there's a squirrel outside the window right now, like literally watching me record. That's so funny. He's my first guest, actually, guys. Anyway, back to what I was saying. Yeah, I think there's nothing better than just the pumpkins and the beautiful orange color and just the way that the cornfields around you sway. I grew up with so acquainted to cornfields and watching them grow and then get all chopped down by the huge tractors every single year. That was my favorite part of the early fall and the summertime, just watching those beautiful, like, unbelievably tall stalks of corn just, like, get diminished down to their beautiful little spindly wheels and, like, barrels of corn. It's amazing, right? Like, there's these beautiful things that you can find. I think there's beauty in all the seasons, too, honestly. From the summertime heat and this beautiful, like, just gorgeous sky. We get to see these huge clouds and sky and gorgeous blues and wonderful beaming sun that just tans our skin and makes us feel so happy to be alive from the birth of the season again through spring, just watching all that snow we've gotten so used to melt away and remember that the colors exist and the flowers exist and this nature exists just sleeping underneath this sheet of white that we have. Personally, I'm super akin to wintertime. I love it. I love the idea of the whole world just being able to sparkle in the sunlight, just this gorgeous, like I said earlier, this blanket over the world that's just to keep us warm and cozy and frozen and give us an excuse to stay inside and just have those moments with ourselves and the blankets and things that I said previously. Also, fall is perfect as well. It gives us that beautiful balance of being able to go outside and being able to stay inside and be warm and cozy. It's kind of the perfect mesh between spring and winter, in my opinion. But yeah, that's just to say that there's so much beauty in every second that we get to exist in the world. Every moment there is like a beautiful thing happening and a beautiful moment existing. And it's just kind of like the flowers growing out of the sidewalk on the street. It's kind of sad to see all the gray concrete, but here we go. Despite it all, there is a beautiful pink flower persevering, pushing through the cracks of the sidewalk to smile at the sun and us and just remind us that despite all of the things in the world and all of the things that distract us and things that keep us from seeing these colors, the colors are still there, irregardless, and, you know, nothing will change that ever. But, you know, it also could just be a flower in a road. Maybe I'm thinking too hard in it. But I like to think that maybe I'm not. I think sometimes we get poetic with ourselves, maybe, and just start saying nonsense, and then we go, oh, well, you know, we backtrack, and we think, well, you know, it could also just be a flower. But isn't it kind of just more fun to think that it's not, that maybe everything is a metaphor and a meaning and a moment in this world? We spend enough time thinking about what the purpose is, what is the meaning of life, what is the all, and, like, never-ending question of what is good, what is me, what is real, what is the purpose, what is the all intention, what is everything that we are fighting for and pushing for, why am I waking up every single morning, what is the reason? And I think a hard truth we kind of have to swallow is that there really is none. And that's kind of sad when you think about it, that there is no real reason to push and push and push, but I think the beauty is that we do, is that every day we wake up, and I choose to wake up because every single morning I know I get to see the sunrise. Every single morning I'm going to get to see the speckled stars in the night sky, even though it's hazy and foggy. And I get to know they're still there, even when the clouds are too heavy. There is a kind of, I think, peace in realizing that there is no inherent purpose. There is no goal to fulfill. That you fulfill the goal every single morning by waking up, and the rest of it is just noise. That doing well in school, I think, is an amazing goal and a wonderful thing to do. And this isn't me saying you have an excuse to drop all your classes and do nothing with the rest of your life, because I think it is important to try to do what you can do just to fill in the spaces of your life. But I just don't want you to think that that is your whole being. I don't want you to wake up every single morning and think, well, you know, if I don't succeed in something today, if I don't do every single little thing on my list and every single thing, if I'm not waking up every single morning and doing 15 hours, not 15, obviously that's an exaggeration, but 2 hours at the gym, and then doing all my schoolwork and hitting this routine that is just maybe not making me happy and making me miserable, then maybe, you know, maybe you need to take a little bit of a step back from some of those things. Maybe the gym only needs to be 1 hour of the day. Maybe some things you just need to stop pushing so much that aren't helping you, but are instead making you feel trapped and scared and like you're not fulfilled. That's a hard word though, fulfillment. We all want to be fulfilled. We all want to go to sleep in the middle of the night and think, I have done everything I could do today. I have done everything right, and I am successful, and everything is going my way because I've put in the effort and the time, and I am perfect. But there is no perfect. I think there's a lot of just wanting to push for this thing that we don't quite understand or we can't quite grasp. I know that sometimes I want to wake up and think, oh, I want to write a book. Today I would like to write 7 chapters of my book, because I am writing. I am a creative writing major, which shocks everyone when they hear it. But I think everyone just, like, I would like to wake up this morning and write 7 chapters. But sometimes I just can't. I just can't do it. The words don't quite hit the page. Something just isn't going right. I just haven't gotten my flow. I haven't found the energy or the motivation or the moment. And I just can't. And I have to understand that I can't feel like a failure because of that. I can't chastise myself for not being able to do everything perfect all the time, because unfortunately, I am a person. I am just a person who has to wake up every single morning and try my best, irregardless. And if I could only write one page, 50 words, at least I tried. At least I did something. One of my favorite quotes ever, something I have heard once, and that I continue to use all the time, is that the time will pass anyway. If you wake up today and you choose to do, like, don't not do what you love. Let's say you wake up today and you think, oh, I don't want to start painting because I've never done it before and I'm scared. I'm going to be bad and horrible and I'm not going to have any skill. Well, the time is going to pass anyway. You're still going to live and breathe every single day and the time is still going to swiftly move forward. So why don't you start painting now? Why don't you do it? Why don't you do something that's going to make you happy? I think you're too scared to fail and that is making you not succeed. Because think, if you paint for 20 minutes every single day, starting now, or maybe even try a little drawing or doodling or something along those lines. My artistry is just a metaphor here, but if you try to do something every single day, just a little bit, just for a little bit of time, the time's going to pass anyway. If you don't do it, the time will pass anyway. So you may as well do something that you love or learn a skill that you love. You shouldn't be afraid to fail. Failure is a natural part of life. Failure is a natural part of just the things you experience and the wonderful bit of life. No one is ever born good at things, despite what you may think. Some people are more prone to certain things, for sure. I am more prone to art than I am to math. Math would take me a heck of a lot of long time to learn how to do perfectly again. My father is really good at math, and he is not good at art. That's just how it is. Some people are just more left-brained or right-brained or however it is. But the time's going to pass anyway. The time will continue to swirl around you, and I think what you can do is just try to hold on to it and try to do something with it. I think that is the most productive thing you can do, no matter what it is. Maybe you want to learn how to write with your left hand, and even though that's not going to help you very much in your life, that's still something you're going to do. That's still a skill you're going to have. That's still a wonderful fact of your life. Well, my goodness, I've actually almost reached the end of my time here. I end at 12 o'clock every single day. I'm here from Mondays from 10 to 12 if you are just tuning in right now or haven't really been reading too much. I'm going to start advertising this a little bit more because I feel like some first years don't really know this exists, which is a little bit sad because it's just, I think it's a good way to start your morning. It's a good, interesting way to maybe get that little inch of motivation you need on Monday before your school year really starts. And we have a huge, beautiful variety of shows to tune into and listen to from these wonderful people who all work on the radio. I'd like to thank all the people on the radio who have spent such a wonderful time teaching me and training me and just believing in me and being just very wonderful to me, because we have a beautiful, wonderful little cast of people here who work really hard to get all the things in, from the editors to the chiefs to et cetera, et cetera. We have a huge, beautiful little cast of people who just work as hard as they can to get out stuff to you. So the least we can do, honestly, is appreciate them for all the work they do, because it's hard work, my goodness. But yeah, so that leads us to just a couple of things I ask of you now. So number one, I have a little segment idea in mind, but you guys have to play along with me, unfortunately. If you guys would like, I will answer a little any questions or conundrums or problems you guys have just in a little segment every single day. If you guys want to send me an email with any issues you may have, it'll be totally anonymous. I will not say your name, obviously, because, you know, why would you want me to broadcast that to a whole school? But yeah, just if you, it'll be totally anonymous. But if you guys have any questions or just think need to talk about something or need to just like share your things and hear my voice about it, because this is kind of a nice little space to do it anonymously. It's like impersonal therapy, maybe, let's say. My email is rose1058, so rose1058 at mylaurier.ca. If you guys want to send me a little message, put in the little title, just like radio, and I will 100% read that and respond to it on air, which is going to be really cool, and I think a neat little interactive way to make your guys' mornings maybe a little more interesting. And, you know, I'll get to all of them. I don't imagine there'll be a huge influx, but I'll get to all of them, I promise you. I will not miss any of them, and if I do, just yell at me in person. My name is Clara Rose. You can probably find me. Anyway, so I am probably going to end the last couple of minutes of this with music, just to make it easier for the editors to edit this out in the end, because, you know, love them to death. They work harder than all of us. But, yeah, so the last thing I ask of you guys, just one thing to leave on today, is just the thing I said a couple minutes ago, just one little mindfulness thing to practice, one little goal I ask of you today, one last thing that I ask you to do today. I'm going to have little goals at the end of each of my episodes, just something to do today, something to try to achieve. I think it's a little nice, little just something easy, nothing too hard. Don't worry, it's not going to be asking you to solve M equals, I'm not going to try, I'm not good at math. I don't know why I tried to make that little metaphor there, or connection, I mean. It's not a metaphor, it's math. But yeah, one last thing I leave you guys with before I start to let the music play me out is just try to do one goal today is just to compliment someone. Be it a friend, if that is easier for you, or a stranger, or someone you maybe kind of know in passing, or maybe even an acquaintance if you want to see what you can build a relationship on. Take a minute just to settle down, and if you see someone on the street with a skirt you really like, or maybe you really like their hairstyle, or maybe there's something about them that you just think is amazing, or maybe your friend made a really funny joke and you just want to comment that you do find them very funny, or maybe you just, if you have noticed something about someone, maybe you always want to talk about how kind your friend is, but you never have the time to talk about it. Just take a moment today, if you can, if you're feeling good enough, and just maybe comment it on them. Maybe just let them know that you see them, because that's all we really want, right? All everyone really wants in the world is to be seen. That's kind of the whole human experience, right? To be noticed. So you take your time and you notice someone, and, you know, maybe someone will notice you. I think everyone deserves to be noticed. We all have wonderful, beautiful little things about ourselves. And that's kind of the magic of being alive, that we all get to be individuals despite being such a big, blistering society. All right, well, you guys have a lovely day. My name is Clara Rose. I'll be here every single Monday. Make sure to email me if you guys want to get a little bit more involved with the personal kind of thing in my show. I would love it very much, and it would mean a lot to me. And I'm going to let the music play me out now. Have a beautiful Monday, guys.